Unit 2, Lesson 1.
Today on Culture and Change, our guests are sociologists Dr. Lawrence Haynes and Dr. Robert Woods. Our topic is the small shop versus the supermarket. The rise of the supermarket began in the 1960s and 1970s and continued until, today, they now have a stranglehold on the retail sector. A good or a bad thing, Dr. Haynes?
Oh, a good thing, without a doubt. For a start, choice. Supermarkets now offer the choice of up to 40,000 lines, everything from economy to more expensive products at competitive prices. They provide free car parking, home deliveries, and internet shopping. And you can get seasonal vegetables all year round.
Dr. Woods, I take it that you would not agree with Dr. Haynes.
No, I certainly would not. Supermarkets have undermined the very fabric of our society. Local shops provided a focus for the community, a friendly face who knew the customers. Now we are actually denied choice, the only option being the socially sterile atmosphere of the superstore. For some people, the elderly and the lonely, the visit to the shop is their only point of social contact.
I see Dr. Wood's point, but society has changed, for better or for worse, and there's no going back. In so many households now, people are very busy. They don't have time to wander around the local shops. They need the facility of getting everything in one place, often in the evening after work, at times that the small local stores wouldn't have been open.
Let's get on to that major revolution, internet shopping, which large stores can provide, but small shops can't.